We won't be wondering any longer what might take the place of the union, the veteran Asian fusion Chinatown spot that was known for its brunch and chill-out vibes. That's because word is out now that the restaurant space has been taken over by a dynamic duo behind another popular Vancouver restaurant, and they hope to create a fresh, fun new Asian gastropub hangout. The dark side will be the sophomore effort of chef Kevin Lin and managing partner Steph Wan. The team is behind Carisdale's upscale West Coast Japanese spot Land and Sea, which debuted in 2021. At 219 Union Street, Lin and Wan will offer an approachable menu accompanied with cocktails, local wines and beers, according to a release from the restaurant. We always wanted a playground to reimagine the fast casual dishes we love by adding our flair to it, says Lin. While the dark side will have its official debut in January 2023, the self-described rebels with a cause, foodies will warm up the space with a short-term pop-up concept they've dubbed TOTT. At TOTT, guests will get a bit of a preview of what's to come at the dark side from a condensed menu. That means dishes drawing from Lin's Taiwanese roots and travels in Southeast Asia, along with Wan's Cantonese heritage. The menu introduces West Coast and Asian spins on throwback dishes and offers plenty of large and small plates that hit all the familiar Asian notes. Pungent, full of zing, and spicy, describes the dark side's opening announcement. Look for items like Little Island fries with Taiwanese cabbage, chai po, and pork floss. Fried dace, a small freshwater fish, taco with black beans, cabbage, and cilantro. Kimchi calamari with bean sprouts, green onion and gochujang aioli. And tom yum Brussels sprouts with preserved radish. The dark side, and TOTT, will also be dipping into nostalgic street food flavors via menu items like locally sourced chicken wings done up in versions like spicy dan dan, an extra spicy option for the brave, General Steph, pad thai, and sweet and sour, among others. Come the cocktail hour, look for specialty drinks like a yin yang martini, a spin on a popular coffee plus tea beverage in Hong Kong known as yuan yang, made with orange pico syrup and vanilla bean infused evaporated milk and ice queen. Their spin on a classic sour featuring Ribena. For a little more whimsy, guests will be sipping and eating in a room that will also boast a mural depicting the IRL couple's own dogs as the restaurant's ringleaders. TOTT will be ready to welcome diners as soon as November 25, serving up dinner and late-night snacks from 5 p.m. to late. Follow at DarkSideYVR for more info and updates.